Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle, Jim Galante sitting in with us to get this show started. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. So the coronavirus is everywhere. It's coming to you through the airwaves now. Not literally. Don't social distance yourself from your listening device just yet. But this is has been an uncommon week in the country, an uncommon week in the sporting world. So it's going to be an uncommon stretch coming up, including on this show where we're going to start for now just running down through everything that's been canceled, everything that's been postponed, what we believe is next, what we believe the effects are going to be when it comes to recruiting and that kind of thing with the spring recruiting calendar shut down. But Jim's sitting in with us just to talk about where we're going over the next 6-8+ weeks, whenever we can assume we're not going to have sports for a while. What are we going to talk about? I'm literally asking you, Jim, what are we going to talk about? No, I mean, I don't think this is going to be a problem for us because there's still a Penn State season presumably to discuss.
You're right, Dusty. I've been asked that question for several days. In fact, some of our affiliates have even asked, oh, are you going to still put out a show? Of course we are. You know, we've talked for the last 5-6 years during the off season, many times when there wasn't any news, but we always look forward to the next season. This is our opportunity to analyze the team in many different ways. So this is actually in a lot of ways a good time for us. We get to do a lot of the things we couldn't normally do. And just one other thing, if I could add, Dusty, for those of you who have our app, and if you don't, go get it, Keystone Sports, from your app store. We've added an extra button to the app that says segment idea, where we're going to ask you, the listeners, to give us some of your ideas. What are the things you'd like to hear us talk about? That's your opportunity to make suggestions to us, and we'll take them seriously, and if we get some good ones, we're going to use them.
Yeah, we've found over the years that it doesn't take a big, massive subject for us to talk about it for 15 minutes, right? I mean, we could go on about this for 15 minutes if we wanted to. So, yeah, I really do think, you know, the whole idea whenever you're putting out content in any platform is to hit the right marks and hit the right subjects that people want to hear about. And maybe we just don't always have the finger on the pulse the way that we want. And that's the whole idea with this.
Well, and just as a preview of some things to come, I've looked at some of the questions we've gotten in our Ask Ross and our Ask Greg segments, and they're great questions and things that we need to address. One of them, which I think will come up later in our show or on our show later this week, what effect will this have on – will it have more effect on Penn State missing out on spring practice because of a new offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Very good question and a valid topic. I'd also like to hit one other thing, Dusty, which is one of our partners is GoPSU RV, and I know that some of you have already made reservations there for the blue-white game. If you have, I've talked with Mark. He will definitely take care of you. Please just reach out to Mark at 800-519-8467. And I definitely know many of you have entered the raffle for the free RV for the blue-white game. And again, I've talked to Mark about this, and this is a great deal. What he's going to do is he's going to carry the raffle forward to the first game of the season. So instead of a potential free RV for blue-white weekend, you could get the free RV for the opening game in the fall. And everyone who's already entered for the spring game, your entry will carry over. You are still entered. And I know we also, Mark was offering some great deals for the spring game. He's going to be doing some more stuff for the first game of the season, so stay tuned for that. We'll have more information as we go.
Stay tuned. We will remain on the air. We're going to make some adjustments. Like, for example, for the first time, Greg's not sitting on my lap to record this segment. So it's social distancing, all right? And take a cue.
Can we please clarify that I am not on your lap either?
Okay. I thought that was assumed. We're not stacked on top of each other. We're not animals here. But I think, you know, there's still a lot to talk about with this team. We were looking forward to spring practice as much as anybody. But at the end of the day here, the greater good prevails. We have to kind of make do without sports. And one of the things, you know, sports is not the most important thing. It's never the most important thing. If that were ever, you know, not clear to somebody, it became clear this week that sport, in the grand scheme of life, sports aren't all that important. However, I think we are starting to appreciate the outlet that sports can provide whenever there is no outlet. You know, we're in a situation now where it's recommended that we social distance ourselves, and I believe in that wholeheartedly. I don't think that that's being overprotective or overcautious or anything like that. And while we're in the process of doing that, you know, the fight is against boredom. The fight's against kind of having some variety in our lives and finding a way to escape. And sports is the escape for so many people that are going to have to find that someplace else. And I think it's not to put the sporting world's problems ahead of anybody else's problems, but it's just a way for people to get away from this, and it doesn't exist right now.
Exactly, Dusty. And if we could do that, just provide an outlet. I know a lot of people are going to be home from work. You're jonesing for your sports fix, and I know it's difficult. The March Madness is the greatest sporting event in the country, my belief. It's a great several weeks. And this weekend, I wish we were watching conference championship games, then getting the Selection Sunday, and getting ready to watch Penn State actually play in the tournament. This was going to be the best weekend ever. What, Thursday, Friday, there would have been 32 games and then another 16 over the weekend. What would you have been doing, Greg, this coming week?
Yeah, it was weird Sunday morning waking up and thinking, okay, or Saturday even, you're going to get semifinals or you're going to get conference tournament Sunday, and you didn't have any of those things. You had Gulfstream and Aqueduct and Santa Anita, and that was about it. And I guess we had UFC on Saturday night. But, interesting times for sure. And you know, the one thing I couldn't help to think of, besides the folks that this has impacted directly, is the indirect aspect of guys that we've talked about a lot here, the wrestlers and the basketball players at Penn State, and even the spring sport athletes who, at this point, we don't know if they're going to have, you know, their champion. The spring sports, it seems like they probably won't have their championships. You know, the winter sports are already done. And, you know, there's the record book. It's going to be so interesting to explain this to kids 20 years from now. And talk about the fact that, you know, as of this moment, Pat Chambers still hasn't made an NCAA tournament. And that's just not fair, but it's true. And so,
can he be fired over that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people probably wondering about that.
We got to blame somebody. Right. Well, let me ask you, and I know we'll probably be hitting this later in our basketball segments, but Greg, I'd like your opinion. Should they have still had a Selection Sunday?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk about that at this point, and should they have put out which teams made the tournament? I don't really see, and I know that there were some stories out there explaining why they decided not to. To me, it would have been fun. I mean, I'm sure CBS would have loved it, because it would have gave them another live sports element, which they currently have none of at the moment. So I would have liked it. I think it would have been cool to recognize those kids, too, and those teams that, even though they can't have the tournament, they can at least know that, you know, their efforts weren't completely forgotten about because of some virus that, you know, they obviously know is dangerous and we know is dangerous and everything else, but they can't see or can't do anything about.
What was the objection to that? I know Sandy Barber was on board with that, but it's to not exclude teams that didn't make the field.
Well, I think there was an issue with now, for example, the Ivy League canceled their tournament and just declared their regular season team. But I believe they were concerned about how do you pick teams when it was supposed to be the conference championship tournament to determine which teams qualify.
Yeah, and the statement from this guy from the NCAA, what a clown. You know, he said,
you can just rinse and repeat
anything,
that phrase.
Yeah, right. Anything less than a credible process is inconsistent with the tradition of the NCAA basketball championships. Brackets based on hypotheticals can't substitute for a complete selection, seeding, and bracketing process. I mean, come on, man. We're not talking about, you know.
I'm betting that grinds your gears.
It does, yeah. We might have to get to that segment here one of these days. What? But, you know, I mean, come
on. We're going to have to do back-to-back shows. Just four segments to grind our gears.
I think we should do our own. bracket process.
We should.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. But the thing of it is, well, we're afraid of offending someone, but the fact of the matter, how many of these players who have lost out in the opportunity? Now, we're close to the Penn State program, so we say, boy, isn't it too bad that these players and Pat Chambers don't have the ability to say we were a tournament team? But that's throughout the country. All of the small conferences, where what would be the harm in saying, you know what, here was the regular season champ, we'll make them the representative from that small conference. Yes, the second, third, fourth place teams didn't get a chance during the a conference tournament, but so we'll upset everybody then. Why not reward some people who had a great season? There's some who would argue that the regular season championship should mean more anyway.
There's a growing number that would argue that.
Are we going to do a horse racing segment at some point? Are we going to get to that point? Will that be a part of our plans?
Greg, if you download the Keystone Sports app, there's a new button on there. It says segment idea. You got to go through the same channels as everybody else.
That's right.
I know you're sitting right here. Don't think you're
special. Nope, I will do that.
You talk about just the surreal. So I think the last time this happened was, 1918, where there was a flu situation the Spanish flu. And so you think about 100-plus years have gone by since this measure has been required. And I do use the word required because I subscribe to that. But, you know, how surreal it was to have just kind of just coming in waves, you know, postpone this, cancel this. And then things to me got really real whenever they say there's not going to be any NCAA tournament. The conversation went do you have these events with no fans or limited fans, or do you cancel them all together?
I was really hoping they would do the tournament anyway without fans, and I just saw a news item that I guess it was Emmert came out and said when Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz had the virus, that was kind of the tipping point. That's the point where they said, hey, wait a minute, this is real. It happens to basketball players.
Especially somebody who is so careful and not reckless at all.
Exactly.
I saw somewhere that he's still despised. I think Woj from ESPN said that this is still public enemy number one.
If you're Donovan Mitchell, how upset are you by that guy?
Yeah.
Quite.
And he's not the first one. You know, I'm sure that Donovan Mitchell won't be the first one related to all of that.
Or the last.
I mean, Rudy Gobert, man. It's certainly one way to go down in history. Wow.
All right. We'll take our first break here. We'll come back. We'll look at how this impacts college football, Penn State, the grocery store shelves, all that good stuff coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.